Like Jesus Podcast, episode 41. Drum rolls.
You're listening to Like Jesus Podcast. This is Olu Sobanjo. I have my husband here with me as well, Ade Sobanjo.
Hello, everybody.
You're welcome again. This week, we want to look at how do I critically evaluate my ideas and vision. We've been talking about, you know, spending time to hear God and God's guidance. After you begin to hear God speak to you, the next step is to clarify, you know, the idea that comes. The point is not to start running with what you get. You still need to fine-tune it until it becomes perfect or gets to the point where it's 80%, like what Pastor Ade was sharing the other day, where you begin to be clear enough to know that, okay, I need to proceed with this now. But before it gets to that point, you need to clarify it in your own head. You need to critically analyze it and evaluate it so you're able to see what exactly it is that may be a challenge, you know, in the future, or maybe you need to prepare in some ways, you know, for that. So you really need to evaluate what you're doing. But I discovered that over the years, one of the problems that I have had personally is that I didn't want to share my ideas with people because I feel that they're going to, you know, dismantle my ideas and then nothing will be left over in that idea. There was a post that I did a couple of weeks ago about surrendering what you've always had as an idea of who you want to become to God, you know, and I'm going to link that in the description, you know, to this episode, where you can go back and listen to and read it. And what I was saying in that is, you see, as we grow up, depending on the experiences that you've had, depending on your childhood, depending on, you know, some of the things that you've gone through, what happens is you create a picture of who you want to be in your head. And everywhere you're going, every person you're meeting, you want them to help you achieve that thing that you want to become. And when you meet people that are helping you, you like them. When you meet people that make you feel like you're not as good as what the picture it is in your head, you would not want to hang out with them. You know, you would be fighting them, you'll be getting angry, you'll be getting, you know, mad at what they do and all that. And I remember I used to look at things in this way where I would hold on tightly to who I want to be. And when it now comes to the point of sharing the idea with somebody, most especially my husband, when it comes to sharing with him, I'm thinking, why is it that, you know, you always poke a hole in my ideas? Whatever I want to do, you have something wrong with it, you know. And that's the way I used to look at things, you know, because I thought in my head, this is what I want to be, and I don't want anybody to take that away from me. Okay, but the problem with that is that you are not able to critically analyze and evaluate, you know, your ideas. And when you do it, you start and you stop. Okay, because the challenge that you were supposed to figure out before you start, you didn't figure it out. You didn't analyze it to the point of discovering that this challenge is going to come, you know, but you jumped in and then you have to jump out, or you cover your face out of it, you know. And they began to discover that this is one of the reasons why a lot of us that are maybe like me don't, you know, achieve many of the things that God puts in our hearts, you know, because you don't critically analyze it, because you're scared that if you analyze it, you won't have anything left. And I discovered this on a particular day when I had been planning to have this project, and somebody asked me a question and I was caught off guard. I didn't have an answer to that question. In my head, I'd been thinking about this project and it's so beautiful, you know, but the question was bringing another side to what I was thinking, you know. And then I realized that my husband had not just been poking a hole in my ideas. I really need to learn how to look at it critically to be able to, you know, project into the future and see how it's done. That was when I wrote that post that I'm talking about. I realized that I always want to do this, and this is because of the fact that there's a void inside. You know, there's this scarcity that is inside. You know, at the point, I wasn't completely satisfied with whatever God was, you know, calling me to. And I wanted to paint it a little bit better. I wanted to appear a little bit, you know, better in my own eyes, or maybe in the eyes of other people, you know. And so I heard that idea, but the problem is I still don't do it, or I still don't get to, you know, successfully achieving that thing, you know. So I began to realize that I actually need to. And if you're out there that you have this idea, you're scared to share with people, you're thinking if you share it with people, you're going to, you know, mess it up, or they're going to mess it up for you, and you're not going to have anything. It's partly because you're still maybe holding on tightly to an idea of who you want to be, you know, and you're not completely satisfied with what God wants you to be, you know. And so that's why I want to ask you, Sweetie, the questions today on, I know that, you know, it's easier for somebody else to help you critically look at what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. But I want us to, you know, look at the idea of how do we even learn, even on your own, before you even start sharing with other people, how do you learn to critically evaluate your own ideas in order to increase the chances of actually achieving what you want to achieve?
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity again. I really thank God that people are really engaging with this podcast, and they're learning, and we are learning as well. So it's great. Now, as you were speaking, I realized that there are different levels of this that we're talking about. There are ideas, and there are dreams, and there are visions. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about ideas, ways to improve what you're already doing. I want to call those ideas. So you're already doing stuff, and you have ideas to improve it. So those are ideas. Dreams are things that you really would love to achieve. And I want to define vision are those things that you feel God is saying to you to do. It's a little bit stronger than just dreams. That's how I want to put it. But sometimes you can look at them as the same. So big things that has to do with your whole life. Mm-hmm. And so now let me answer that question with reference to things that are big, like that vision. You know, you have this idea of something big that you're going to do with your life, and you are thinking, how do I critically evaluate this idea? Is it God idea or just a good idea? Is it a fantastic idea that is good, but is it for me to do, or is it for another person to do, or is it the right time to do it? So how do you do that? Now, I think the first thing from what you were saying is you need to be satisfied with God. I think that's a very fundamental stuff. You need to be satisfied. I think that people who achieve more are people who are at rest where they are already. They feel that they are themselves. They are where they ought to be, but there's more that God can do with them. So they are not trying to achieve, but they are trying to be impactful, to impact more. Mm-hmm. And you may not think like that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, that it may not occur to you that the reason why you're afraid to really look deep, or that you don't know how to look deep, is because you have not yet settled the fact that, you know what, where I am now is where God wants me to be. I'm just wanting to know if he wants to do more. Mm-hmm. And if he leaves me here, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Once you settle that, then you are able to now look at whatever ideas more critically, because you are not afraid that even if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. That mm-hmm. means I checked very well to be sure that it's God or it's not God. Mm-hmm. So that's how I look at my ideas or mm-hmm. my vision when I was going into this, when mm-hmm. I was going to decide whether I was going to continue to operate as an engineer mm-hmm. or I'm going to operate as a pastor. Mm-hmm. I needed to do that. And I did that way before I became an engineer, actually. I knew in my heart that, you know what, I'm going to be more of a pastor than an engineer. Mm-hmm. I knew it while I was in university doing my master's program. Mm-hmm. And so I think that helps us a lot. Once you settle that, the next thing now is to now ask yourself, okay, where is this going to? If you have an idea, how far is this idea going? Is this going to go far enough? Am I ready to go all the way with this? So as a person, somehow, I don't know how, I have a lot of ideas come to my mind. And I share with you, Sweetie, that if this idea comes to my mind. It's a great idea, but I can't run with it if it's a new career. You know, I've said that a few times. I can't run with it if it's a new career. So, for example, I come to Nigeria, I see it's always hot. I could think that, wow, a good ice cream company would do very well here. But then that's a new career. I don't have the time to sit down and run with that. So I say, it's a good idea, but it's not my idea. And I think about it for a while and then discard it because it's not my idea. What? Why do I do that? I think of it. What does it involve? You know, how long? What's this? On the long run, how is it going to help? How am I going to be involved? What's it going to take? So those are the questions that I asked. That's the first one. I don't know if you wanted to chip in on that or you have questions.
No, I think you're head on, you know, on this point, because if one is not satisfied with who you are, you're not even going to be able to enjoy all the other things that God wants to do. In my own life, I see the difference between the time when I was struggling to achieve, you know, and I tell you, I was struggling to, you know me, you know, I was struggling to achieve a lot, but now doing it from the place of, I don't care if I'm not anything. I think I'm good. What I have in Christ, I'm fine. You know, anything else is like icing on the cake. And I really like also the way you brought the idea, dream and vision just to separate, because sometimes we waste time on ideas, you know, things that are just supposed to fly in our head and go away. And people like me would do that a lot, because you take those ideas, you sit around and you're the scarcity mentality. You want to make sure that it becomes something. And you waste time a lot on that, you know, things that could have just been passed on to somebody else. I remember, you know, the time that God helped me to see that these ideas, all these ideas that are coming to you, is not for you. They are not for you. You can throw them to other people and move on. But the call, the main thing is what I want you to focus on. You know, so I really like that. I'd like you to please continue.
Okay, great. The next thing is try to feel the feeling of where you are going. So I think that's important. You need to feel it. Try to feel, how will I feel when I get this done? What are the feelings that I'm trying to capture? For example, when I was still studying to be an engineer, now I knew that God was calling me to pastor and to build a church and to really be involved in the work of ministry. I could feel it. I knew when I went into a meeting, when I would share what I would love to experience, the experience of being submissive to God, the experience of being used by God, giving words from God and seeing lives changed. And I loved that feeling and I wanted that with all my heart. That's what kept me going. And so you try to feel the feeling. So for example, I read a story of a lawyer who became a restaurant owner. So I'm sure what does that woman need to do? She needs to think about it. If I have people come in to eat in my restaurant, how do I feel? If she feels so good about it, then I think that's what made her to, you know, quit the thing and went to become a restaurant owner. So the same, if God is leading you in a way, try to feel the feeling. Then the next step I have here is, how do you begin to do that? You know, I ask people the question, okay, very good, now you say you want to do this. What are the steps that are involved? Imagine you are going to do it now. Imagine you have all the money to do it now. What will you do? So the person begins to tell me, and I do that to myself too. Imagine you have a go ahead and God is saying, yes, you hear from heaven. Yes, this is what you should do. Okay, what are the steps involved? You now begin to imagine it. You play it out in your mind without any risk. You are not spending any money. You're just playing out in your head. And you play it out step by step. So how are the people going to know about it? What are they going to say? What if they don't want it? Why would they want it? I ask those questions. So you keep asking more and more questions. And in order for this to be able to happen, you have to be emotionally detached from it. In other words, you've told yourself, if it doesn't fly, it's good. I know it's not God. If it doesn't work out, it means it's not God. So I will just leave it. But usually it doesn't go away. If it's God, it will keep coming. So what you need to do, just keep asking those questions. Ask those tough questions from yourself. Imagine if it's not you. Someone came with the idea to you. What would you say to them? So I say those things to myself. And then when I'm done with myself and it's still going, the idea is still strong, then I pass it on to other people. I begin to share with them that I have this idea. What do you think? And most times, by the time I've done that, maybe 70 out of 100 times, people will begin to give me good ideas. They love it. So that's a good idea. That's fantastic. Now, it became a good idea because I'd worked on it and I've changed a lot of things as I've asked myself some tough questions. Mm. And I also asked another question. So that's three things that I'm adding. The third thing is I ask myself, who has done this before? And then I study to see what they are experiencing, what they are doing. Do I like it the way it is? Is there a modification that I want to put in it? I ask all those questions to give me an idea what it will look like in the future. What are the hindrances in my life now that will not make that happen? Mm-hmm. Am I ready to learn the skills and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow, this is very good. It's good that you're talking about, you know, dissociating yourself from it, because you won't feel bad when somebody is asking you
tough questions.
You know, you know that you're happy, almost like you hire yourself to help somebody achieve, you know, their goal. You don't see it as your do or die thing. And it comes back to that scarcity thing. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, what you said in the beginning. You said something about being at rest. You know, when you are at rest, you're not struggling with that one idea. Mm-hmm. You know that you're already satisfied. One of the reasons why I began to do this podcast is I discovered that many of us as Christians, I used to be like that. You know, we have levels, okay? I used to, you know, be where I'm not satisfied with what I have. Mm. I mean, when you compare me with a lot of people, I'm way better, you know? Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I even wrote a book called Living from the Inside Out. And that was my level at the time, where I'm not ready to do it on the outside anymore. But I discovered that many of us as Christians were going around and we're still looking for more. Mm. We still want some more satisfaction outside Christ. If we can, you know, remind ourselves that we're already satisfied in Christ. If I'm not satisfied in Christ, and each one of us would, you know, and our listeners, as they are going through the process of clarifying their vision, if this is still a challenge, there will be some hesitation, there will be some stress, and even the devil will come and begin to poke holes in some of the great ideas, things that God wants to do, because he knows that you're still trying to be something. Mm-hmm. You're still not satisfied with God. So this key of being satisfied with God, enjoying God fully, it helps you achieve what God wants you to achieve. And I really like that. I think that it's something that we must, you know, address very well. That if you're going to be able to see the future, and, you know, I discovered that even making mistakes in life has a big part to play in it, if not the foundation. If you're not satisfied with God, what it is you would be looking at today and you will not want to worry about tomorrow. You say, let me just enjoy this one now. Mm. You know, if I enjoy this one now, tomorrow will deal with itself. Let's just do this one now. It's good to enjoy today and not worry about tomorrow. But if you're making a mistake, or if you're going in the direction where it's not supposed to be, or you are shortchanging yourself, you will affect tomorrow. It will affect tomorrow. You know, so I really like this. I don't know if you would have other things that you want to add to this.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that when we talk about being at rest in God, I really want to emphasize the fact that it means just being happy that we are saved, we are the children of God, we hear from God, and he's got our back. Just knowing that, I think is enough. We don't need more than that. But because we are now in him, he has big plans, and we can find out those plans. And so this critically evaluating what we are doing is just making sure that it's God's plan, not just a good idea. It's a God plan. God wants us to do that. And so you already have this lingering desire. Something is coming up, it's popping up, it's not going away. So you subject it to this barrage of questions, you bring it to others, your mentor. It's important to have a mentor. It's important to have someone in your life in different areas. You don't have to have one mentor for everything. But you can have a mentor for this particular area and let him ask you all these difficult questions. And at the end, you come back and you fine tune if it keep coming. Or sometimes after they've asked you those questions, you go to sleep, you go to your prayer place, and you hear nothing. It's gone. That means it wasn't really God speaking to you because it's now gone. And so that's how I do it. When I go back to the place of prayer, so after asking this question, that's not the end. Go back to the place of prayer and then check again in my spirit. How is it going? Many times, if it's God's idea, if it's something that God wants me to do, it comes up stronger. I feel still excited about it, even though I've seen more difficulties. You know, sometimes I didn't notice some areas that would be difficult, but as I'm asking questions and I'm releasing to people, they show me areas. But then when I'm in the place of prayer, I begin to get solutions to those problems. Then I know God is still working with
that.
Amen.
And I also think that your spouse is the first person, I mean, if you're married.
Yes.
And I know that a lot of people struggle in their marriage with this because, you know, depending on your background and your spouse's background, you may be thinking, oh, this person is just a pain. But really, they are not a pain.
No.
God is going to use them. Then your siblings, you know, maybe sometimes your parents, sometimes your pastors, you know, in Overcomers, we have life group leaders, your life group leaders. You're not scared that they're going to destroy the idea. You're satisfied with God, remember? And even if this idea never fly, you're okay. But the thing is, if this is God, God will make sure that it happens, you know, because it's important to God that that thing comes to life. It's just sometimes the fine tuning, sometimes it's to cut it off completely, sometimes it's to fine tune it so that you it would last a long time. So as we wrap it up, you know, today, why don't you say a word of prayer?
Yeah, before I pray, I wanted to just say that what you said is very important. The people who this idea will impact the most need to hear about early enough.
That's true.
So that's why your spouse, very important, and your children or your brother or your roommate, whoever, the significant people in your life at that time must hear about it. After you've done your first level of fine-tuning, then you talk to them, and then you move on just in stages and still go back to God.
And we're still going to, you know, talk about this in the future.
So, yes, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for all the people that are listening and really wanting to fulfill your purpose for their lives. I pray, oh God, that your grace will continue to abound upon each one of us as we pursue you and as we enjoy our relationship with you. We ask, oh God, for clarity for each one of us. We ask, oh God, for grace to really look at whatever you are asking us to do and bring up those tough questions and not be afraid to ask them. And then not also be afraid to try to solve those problems that may pop up in our minds as you speak to us and prepare us for the future. Lord, thank you for everyone that may be going through a difficult time this day. We ask together for victory for them. We ask, oh God, for breakthroughs, for healing, and for help in every area. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, everybody. It's always good to share with you. There's something new that I want to add to this, and that's you can send us your questions. You can send it by recording. You can send it by writing it. Send it by email. The email to use is olu@olushobanjo.com. That's olu@olushobanjo.com. And you can send it through WhatsApp if you have my WhatsApp number. And you can also email it or just leave it as a comment on the website. You know, anyway, the way we're going to do it is questions that you have, we'll look through them. And, you know, you can even do them by audio. You know, you can record the audio and we'll add it to the podcast. You know, we'll decide which ones we're going to use. But, you know, send them to us and we'll be glad to use your questions. All right. All right. So thank you very much. We're glad to be with you today and have a great week. Bye-bye.